All right, a name that's becoming huge in Colorado Springs, Marcelino Dodge with Cash Tracks Financial. He can be the lifesaver you're looking for. We're going to get into a couple of topics here shortly. Marcelino, thanks for joining us as always. And I love the fact that Cash Tracks Financial can help settle the entire IRS tax debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. That's outstanding. I've been doing business with you for over 20 years, and you've saved me from a number of issues. Welcome to the show, Marcelino. Thanks for joining us as always.
Thank you for having me, Dan. Always a pleasure to be able to chat.
No doubt. Now listen to this, folks. We're going to talk about a couple of issues that you may be relating to. The first one I want to get right into, Marcelino. What is really extended when you're with a tax filing extension? I mean, in other words, what is extended?
Well, many people often miss the deadline in April to file their taxes, and so thus they file an extension. An often misnomer with that is the fact that many people think they're also getting an extension to pay their taxes, which is not right. Your taxes are actually still due on April 15th or 18th, if there's a holiday or whatever. So people need to understand that it's always good to try to plan ahead for an extension if you know you're not going to be able to file, but to at least make a payment with it. Because what happens is that we have a October 15th coming up, and if you haven't paid any tax in and you know you're going to owe, you could actually owe additional interest on taxes you should have paid back in April.
And how does
you may even pay a late penalty for paying late.
And how is the interest accrued? And in other words, how is it the interest accumulated? What basis is it on?
It's just based on like on the tax filing date. Like tax filing date is 15th. If you didn't pay it on the 15th, it starts accruing like on the 16th.
So what is like the number that it accrues? Like what's the interest rate? In other words, you know, you say is that number vary? Does that vary with different people, or is it all?
I'm trying to think. It accrues a little bit per month. It's like 1-3% per month. I can't think of what the current rate is, but that's kind of what it is. It kind of accrues at anywhere from 1-3% a month. It keeps accruing on you till you get it paid. And there's not really a way to get past paying that interest. You end up having to pay that interest. Sometimes you may qualify for getting the penalty waived, the late paying penalty waived. That's on a case by case basis, but you end up always paying interest if you don't pay it on time. I've confirmed that from a number of sources.
And the benefit for filing the extension, obviously, is that you still are, you know, in good graces with the IRS, right? So if the deadline came, you didn't file the extension, conceivably the IRS could actually come after you from that point, right?
Well, conceivably, it's especially if you owe the IRS and you didn't file an extension, you could end up with a late filing penalty.
Okay.
In addition to a late payment.
Yeah,
penalty.
That is actually
that's the importance of filing the extension.
Yeah, that is definitely
that
something
late filing penalty.
Something to avoid. The next issue is, you know, a lot of our listeners own their own businesses, and this is really important, and this is where you helped me a number of times when I had my own business. But why is it important to pay payroll taxes in a timely manner?
Well, it's the same issue that comes up. If you don't pay your payroll taxes according to the timely manner, once again, there's interest, there's penalties that continue to accrue. And in the last few years, a lot of people have gotten into difficulties because of the pandemic and so on, and paying their payroll taxes while they think, well, I need to go pay this other stuff instead of paying my payroll taxes. Well, that's not how the IRS looks at it, because if you don't pay them on time, once again, there's failure to deposit penalties that can kick in. There's other late filing penalties that can kick in. Plus, once again, interest.
Yeah.
We're talking about that can kick in and end up costing you more. Plus, if you're behind, what most people don't realize is that even if you're an owner of a corporation, if your business is a corporation, you're thinking that just the business can be liable for that. The IRS can actually say, well, you know what, guess what? You were still primarily responsible for this as the corporate owner. So they could still come after you personally for back owed payroll taxes.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely something to keep in mind. And again, we're visiting with Marcelino Dodge with Cash Tracks Financial. If you want to get a hold of him, I suggest you do, especially if you have a debt that you owe the IRS. He can represent you. You don't need to talk to them. 719-359-8789. That's 719-359-8789. If you missed any part of this, by the way, you can go back to KRDO.com and listen to the podcast. Final question. It's always good to really plan for tax time all year long, right? Not just for the spring.
That's exactly right, because many people don't think of taxes until January. But in reality, it's something to start looking at when you're filing your tax return for that year. Start planning ahead. Start looking. Use a tax professional like myself to help you to look at some issues, perhaps reduce your tax liability. And this is true even if you only have a W-2 source of income, because there may be things that you're missing or maybe adjustments you can make through the year to reduce your tax liability later on during the year, which is something that really differentiates me, is the fact that I will visit with people and tell them this is how you can reduce your tax, because a lot of tax preparers just prepare the tax return and send you down the road.
Right. And they just kind of go to...
I'm more comprehensive in that way.
Yes, you are. And that's what I love about your service, by the way. And the fact that, you know, I tell this story all the time. I had two full-time jobs and making way too much for the taxes that I was about to pay. But now paying into the IRS throughout the year will help that burden from what I will owe at the end of the season, which is a really good thing to do, because I don't like paying that big sum amount at the end of the year. So, you know,
it's not good to do that.
Yeah. It's just really great to get a hold of Cash Tracks Financial, making a huge impact in Colorado Springs. Marcelino Dodge, he knows what he's doing. Give him a call today, 719-359-8789. Marcelino, it's always great to have a tax pro like you on. You're an enrolled IRS agent. What does that mean exactly?
Enrolled agent, basically what it means is that I'm enrolled to practice before the Internal Revenue Service and represent individuals directly before the IRS in various tax matters, individual, business, payroll tax issues. We can cover all of that to help ones to get caught up on these matters.
Yeah, and I love it. And the fact that if they ever get audited, you'll be there right by the side, right?
We're right there. In fact, our goal is to keep you from getting audited.
Yes, that is always a good goal.
That's our goal.
Marcelino,
not to say we do our best to keep that from happening.
Yeah, no doubt. You can be the lifesaver people are looking for. Marcelino Dodge, Cash Tracks Financial, 719-359-8789 is the number to call.